Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Shin Samach. We are on the bottom of page 428. Siman Shin Samach is Din Hekef Mechitzos LaShabbos, the halachos of surrounding walls on Shabbos. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Yochid Sheshovas Bibika, an individual who is spending Shabbos in a bika, in an open area, Vihikif Mechitzos Gruos, and he surrounded the area that he's in with lower grade Mechitzos, Kegon, for example, Shesi Belo Erev, he put up a wall that only has posts, it only goes vertical, it doesn't go horizontal, O Erev Belo Shesi, or it goes horizontal, it doesn't go vertical, so he only has the posts in one direction, it's not a regular standard wall. So then the din is, Ad sasayim mutu ataltel bakulo. If it's one individual and the area that he's surrounded is up to a base sasayim, so then he's allowed to carry freely in the whole area. Misasayim ve'elach, once it gets bigger than a base sasayim, ein metatlin bo el arba. Then he can only carry within four amos. He's not allowed to carry freely in an area that is greater than a base sasayim with these mechitzos gruos if he is one individual. V'chein hadin imheim shnayim. The same law applies if there are two people. So one or two people that are in an area that is enclosed by these mechitzos gruos, which is either vertical posts or horizontal posts that make up the walls, so they're proper halachic walls, but they're considered mechitzos gruos, so they're limited to an area up to a beis asayim. More than a beis asayim, they cannot carry. The imhem shloshe yisraelim. But if the group there gets larger, there are three yidin, chashuvin kishyara, they're considered like a caravan, umutter letalto bukulo, and they're allowed to carry freely in the whole area, afilu hu gadol harbi. So no matter how large the area is, once you have three people, even though there are mechitzos gruos, they can carry everywhere. However, ubilvad shelo yakifu yoser mikdei tzarkam, but the surrounding area can't be more than they need. So it has to be they're actually using the enclosure fully. Shelo yishar beis asayim panui. There shouldn't be a size of a beis asayim that is open. She'ein tzrichin lo latashmas, that they don't need. So three people can make the area with the mechitzas gruos as large as they want, as long as there's no area of a beis asayim that's not being used by them. But if they have an extra beis asayim that's not being used, so ein metaltlin b'chol hamukav elabar ba'amos. So that limits them, they can't carry in the whole area, only within four amos, carrying is off limits. When with these words said, kishekifu yoser al sheish so'in. That which we say if they have two sa'ah that's not being used, it ruins everything. That's only if the area that they surround it is more than six sa'ah. Avalim lo'i kifu yoser al shei so'in. But if the area they enclose is not more than six sa'ah, afal pi sheyesh asayim panui. Even if they're not using two sa'ah, kevan shem shlosha mutter. Since there are three people there, it is mutter. So to summarize, if you have one person or two people up to a beis asayim, they're allowed to carry freely with mechitzos gruos. More than a beis asayim, they can't carry more than four amos. Three people, they can have as large of an area as they want with mechitzos gruos and carry freely as long as they're using the area. If there is, however, a beis asayim not being used, it asers the whole area from carrying. But that's only true if there's more than six sa'ah, then we start to make sure that there's no beis asayim that's not being used. But if it's less than six sa'ah, so then they don't have to worry about it. The Ramah ends the sif and writes, Eino Yehudi, Eino Mitzaref L'Shara. We said before in the Mechaber, three Yisraelim. Zakt Ramah, a goy does not contribute to the number three to make it considered Yashara. V'yesh Omrim, Dehu Adin, Katan, Eino Mitzaref. And so too, there are those who say that a Katan also will not count towards the three to make it a Shara. So now let's see the Mishabura, back up page 428, Sif Katan Aleph. So Yochid Sheshavas Bibika, Hu Adin Dafilu Bimakum Yishuv. This din is the same whether it's in a bikkah, which is a large open area that's not inhabited, or if it's a makom yishuv, which is an inhabited area. Gam kein mutar atzasayim. The same din applies if there are mechitzas guruos, even if it's in a yishuv, one or two people only have up to a beis asayim. Kidul akamon besimin shin sam a beis tefei, like we'll see later. Vinokat bikkah. So the mechaber over here, why does he mention a bikkah if this din is not exclusively by a bikkah? Lashmina to teach us that filu babika, even in a big uninhabited area, she'ein matsui lo mima lasos mechitzos meulos. He doesn't have the materials. There's no Home Depot by the bika. He has no way to get regular, good quality walls. All he can get his hands on are these mechitzos guros. Afilu hachi achmiru rabbanim. Still, even though this is all he can get, the rabbanim will still machmir v'osru imhu machzak yosar misasayim. So that's the chiddush. Even though he didn't have access to better walls, all he had was the mechitzos guros, still in the bika he is limited in his carrying if it is larger than a sasayim. Sevkotan beis. The examples of the mechitzos guros, again, were shesiv lo erev, their vertical posts. Hainu. That means to say, kigon shenatz konim bekarka. He stuck posts into the ground, reeds into the ground. Pachos, pachos, mishloshet fachim zeitzel zeh. They're all less than three tefachim away from each other, and therefore we say lovud, and it is considered a regular wall. Mikom makom mayri shetakuin baaretz bechozek. Of course, it has to be that they're stuck into the ground with a lot of strength. Shelo yenidim haruach, that they're not going to blow in the wind. The ilav hachi, because if that wasn't the case, but rather they're blowing in the wind, lo nechshav lemechitza klal, they wouldn't be considered a wall at all. Kemo shekasa besimin shin sama besiv aleph. So really, halachically, these walls are perfect because there's lavud. But since they are mechitzos guros, so there are different halachos. Sifkotan gimel o erev lo shasi, or the posts that they put up are going horizontal, not vertical. Kigon shehikiv kama chavolim. For example, he put around various ropes, zeh lemalam mizeh, one on top of the other. And again, ve'ein bein chevel lechevel shel shetfachim. And there isn't between any of the two ropes three tefachim, so we'll say love it as well. V'ayin b'sefer Gon Yaakov she'evi mishem harashba v'aritva. Look in the Gon Yaakov, it brings down from the Rashba and the Ritva. Duhu adin v'omein meruba al haparetz. The same din is true if you have just more closed area than open areas. So there's a lot of openings, but the area that's closed is larger in area than the area that's opened. Gam kein mechitza gerua mikri. So these Rishonim say that's also called a mechitza gerua. Kemo b'shesi b'lo eruv, just like the case that we're discussing over here. Aval share poskim lo eskiru davar zeh. However, other poskim do not mention this point. V'chein b'yushalmi lo mashma hachi. It's also not mashma from the Yushalmi that if it's omed meruba la paretz, it will be similar to a mechitza gerua. So that is a machlokas. Sivkot and Dalad. We said if there's one person in this area, so ad sasayim, he can carry in all of it. V'ad bichlal, up to a beis asayim, including a beis asayim, he can carry freely. Aval yoser mis asayim lo, more than a beis asayim, he cannot carry. Afil hu tzarech letashmishav, even if he needs the area, it doesn't help for one or two people to need the area larger than a beis asayim. They can't go any larger than the beis asayim with mechitzas gruas. Sivkotan hey, the mechaber said from a sasayim and onwards they can't carry except in four amos. Rotzalom means to say shehekef hoya machzak yosem beis asayim. The surrounding area is more than a beis asayim. So echmiru rabbanon v'asru l'taltabo. The rabbanon were machmir, even though really midarais is a rosh hashayachid. It's a good wall. You say love it all around. The rabbanon were machmir. You can't carry there. Kimlo b'shar karmelis, like any other case of a karmelis. But it's not considered really a full karmelis. From one karmelis, you're allowed to carry to another karmelis as long as you're within Dalet Amos. But this gets a din karmelis lechumra, but not lekula. So you can't carry more than four amos as if you're in a karmelis, but you can't get the kula of a karmelis that you can carry from this karmelis to another karmelis. Why? The be'emes rishus hayachid gomer, who they love it. Because really it's a complete rishus hayachid through love it. Ella shechmiru bo chazal lechatchila, but the chachamim were machmir lechatchila mishum dahave mechitza grua, because the walls are low grade walls. However, uba mechitzos gemuros, when it comes to regular complete walls, mutter letaltel bekula, you can carry in the whole area, afilu haya machzik yosem mebeis asayim harbi. Even if the area is huge, but if it has regular walls, of course you can carry freely there, to hukfu ledira, because they are surrounded for dwelling purposes, sharehi kifum ladur behem b'shabbos, because you put them up in order to live within them on Shabbos, v'afilu hurak al Shabbos echos, even if they're only put up for one Shabbos, that is 100% fine. So the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out this whole halacha is only in the rare case of mechitzas gruos, regular mechitzos, no matter how big the enclosure is, if it was hukal vadira, even one person can carry freely in the whole area. It's a regular rishus hayochid. Sivkotan vav. V'chein hadinim heim shnayim. The same din applies if it's not one person, but it's two people. Rotzalom Ramisa say, digam bazeh einosim l'shneim biyachad rak ad beis asayim. Even two people are limited to the same area. Two people only get up to and including a base of Zion, but not any more than that. Sivkotan Zion. So the Mechaber said that if you have three people, which is a shara, then you can carry no matter how big it is, as long as you need the whole area. But then he said, avalim nishar beis asayim panui. The Mechaber said, if you have an area of beis asayim that's open, that you're not using, ein metaltlin b'chol ha-mukuf, el ba'ar amas, you can't carry in the whole enclosure. Says the Mishnah Berurah Zayin, b'chol ha-mukuf, dechashvinon l'chol ha-mechitza ki'il eino. We consider as if there's no walls there, we make it a carmelis, you can't carry anywhere there. Sivkaton Ches, the Mechaber said, when are these words true? When is it true that we look at making sure you don't have two sa'ah that's not being used? That's when the area is more than six sa'ah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Ches, she'kifu yosar al sheish, that you enclose a larger area than six sa'ah. D'sheish so'en hu l'shlosh anoshim. Because up to six, and including six, that's normal, two per person, so six is good enough for three people. L'kol echad beis asayim, each person considered having one beis asayim. V'heim hikifu yoser, but in this case, they enclosed more than six. Kigon sheva, for example, they enclosed seven sa'o. V'lo hutzrichu ela l'chamesh. And all three people only needed five, so they have two that are not being used. V'nishar sasayim panui. So it turns out that they have a base sasayim that is open. V'alkein aser, therefore the whole area is aser. Aval im lo ikifu yosar al sheish. But if they did not enclose an area larger than six sa'ah, kevan d'sheish hu ashir l'shlosh anoshim, since six sa'ah is the normal amount for three people, l'kol echad beis asayim, for each person a beis asayim, lo machmerinan afilu nisha beis asayim panui. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, even if you have two saw open, but you have within six total, which is a normal amount for three people, it is not going to limit them whatsoever. It's 100% fine. However, v'ayim b'taz v'yirabah, v'chein kosa v'sefer gon Yaakov, shekol harishonim chokim azeh. All the Rishonim argue on this, v'daitam, and their opinion is, da'af b'pachos mishesh, that even if you have six or less, kol sheyesh asayim panui aser. So all the Rishonim argue in this Mechaber, and they say, no matter how much area you have altogether, and how many people you have, you can never have a base asayim. The Mechaber says, up to six for three people, you're good to go. Once you have more than six, you have to make sure you don't have a base asayim that is not being used. Other Rishonim say, no, even if it's six or less, every time you have a base asayim that's not being used, that will ruin the entire enclosure. I'd like to look at the Ber Halacha, the first Ber Halacha in the Siman, which is the very bottom of 428 again. We said the mechitzos gruos are shesi b'lo erev. So I am b'tosefes Shabbos shemetzade lomar. Look in the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos who leans to say, tim hoyu shalosh mechitzos me'ulos. If you have an enclosure with three regular walls, tim min ha-Torah havei reshus ha-yochid gomor. Three walls makes it, as we'll see, a reshus ha-yochid 100%. Afilu im ha-mechitza revius. Even if the fourth wall that the Rabbanan required is shesi o erev levad, it only has vertical or horizontal posts on that one side. Nami sagi b'hochi. It's also going to be good enough like this. Meaning, v'shari l'taltel afilu mazekes yosem reis asayim. Once you have three walls, which the Araisa is a good enclosure with regular walls, even if the fourth wall, which the Rabbanan required, was a mechitza grua, you will not be limited in any fashion, and you could freely carry, just like if you had four regular walls. The Mishnah Berurah discussed, here the Tosefta Shabbos is saying, even if you have only three regular walls, that would be good enough to not limit the people inside, and they can carry wherever they want. Zavta Mechaber Vaitas Abbas. Hayu Shlosha. There were three people, the Ikifu Kol Tzarkam. And like we learned in the last Sif, they're allowed to enclose as large of an area as they want, as long as they're using the whole area. So that's what they did. They enclosed the large area. Umeis Echad B'Shabbos. And lo and behold, one of the three died on Shabbos. So now there's only two people. Two people are really limited only to a Beis Asayim, and this was much larger than the Beis Asayim. The din is Mutarim V'chol HaShabbos. It's Mutar for the rest of that Shabbos. Kevan She'nichnas HaShabbos Beheter. Since when Shabbos started, they had three people, they had a Shiara, and anything goes as long as they're using the whole area, even though one died, and officially that should limit them, but for this Shabbos, they continue with the Heter. And vice versa, the same thing. Hayu Shnayim. They started off Shabbos at two people. The Kifu Yoser Misasayim, and they surrounded an area more than a Beis Asayim, which is not allowed. The Nitos Valeim B'Shabbos, and lo and behold, on Shabbos, someone joined them, and now with three people, they're really allowed to have a larger area. Asurim, there's still also the rest of that Shabbos. Kevan Shenichna Shabbos Be'Isser. Since when Shabbos started was Usser. So whatever the status is when Shabbos comes in remains the status. If you started with three and you had a larger area that was Mutter, and now you only have two, it remains Mutter. If you started with too large of an area for two, which is Usser, even if a third person came in, you still remain Usser for that Shabbos. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Tes. B'chala Shabbos. Ratzalomer Dafkol Osa Shabbos. This heter that you retain because you started with three, even though you're down to two, is dafka for that Shabbos. Aval Shabbos Acheres Aser, but doesn't give you a heter for the next Shabbos. Next Shabbos, you got to start again. If you're only there with two people, the larger than the Beis Asayim area will be a problem. And Sivkoton Yud Asurim. So if it started out Beisur, you had two people that enclosed too large of an area, even though a third person joined you that's allowed to have a large area, it's still going to be Aser. Ratzalomer again, Losa Shabbos. It means to say, it will be usher for that Shabbos. Holu b'tchilas knisa Shabbos lo hayu ela shnayim. Since when Shabbos started, there were only two people there. It's usher the whole Shabbos. Aval Shabbos acheres mutter. But for the next Shabbos, when you have more than two people, then it would be mutter. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.